More than 400 people turned out in Fort Collins Wednesday night for the first of two public hearings on the proposed Northern Integrated Supply Project, or NISP. As KUNC Stephanie Page Ogburn reports, the issue of building two new reservoirs in northern Colorado comes down to a disagreement over whether more conservation now will be enough to meet future water needs.
Ladies and gentlemen, the hearing will come to order. Guests, ladies and gentlemen, I am Lieutenant Colonel Mike Sexton with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers.
After 7 years in the making, the Army Corps released its latest environmental analysis of the two proposed reservoirs in June. The larger of the two, Glade, would be north of Fort Collins.
The purpose for the project is to provide approximately 40,000 acre-feet of additional firm annual yield to 15 water providers and communities.
Communities like Fort Morgan, Firestone, and other small towns that lack enough water to supply their fast-growing populations.
My name is Amy Shears, and I am a town trustee for the town of Frederick. Our town is one of the 15 NISP participants, and for us, water is not a choice. We needed to survive.
But water for the Glade Reservoir would be diverted from the Poudre River. And that's what brought NISP opponents Diane Sparling and Mike Peruznik to the hearing.
I feel as if the dam philosophy is going backwards in time. We see efforts to remove dams rather than build more dams.
Right now, we shouldn't be building a big government dinosaur project. Lake Mead is drying up and showing that reservoirs don't work because you need the water there in the first place.
Each person was given 3 minutes to share their concerns about the project and the Army Corps' new environmental impact statement. But many also testified in favor of the proposed reservoirs, including State Senator Jerry Sonnenberg of Sterling. In wet years like this one, he says, the reservoirs would provide much-needed storage.
This spring, for 2 months, roughly 20,000 acre-feet per day flowed out of this state. That amounts to somewhere near 1.25 million acre-feet of water that could have been stored.
The environmental group Save the Poudre has been the most vocal critic of NISP. The group says it will diminish water quality and hurt the health of the river and the plants and animals that rely on it. They, and others who spoke at the hearing, including David Bartecki, said towns should be doing more to conserve water now.
Generally, I think this plan is kind of like increasing the size of the furnace for a house with broken windows. If we don't address the issue of conservation, this problem's just going to reappear in a few years.
Save the Poudre says the latest analysis fails to take conservation seriously. But Army Corps Project Manager John Urbanek said they did consider a scenario where cities conserved more water. And even then,
even with a very aggressive conservation strategy, that you would still end up, you know, needing a need that you would need to meet.
And even if both reservoirs are built, Urbanek says the cities still won't have enough water to meet future demand.
In reality, the NISP project only fulfills a portion of that need. It doesn't meet all of that need.
If the Glade Reservoir and the smaller Gailton Reservoir in Weld County do not get built, cities say they will get the water they need from farms instead. Carlisle Courier is with the Colorado Farm Bureau.
The proposed reservoirs associated with NISP will provide northern Front Range communities with an alternate source of water without transferring water away from agricultural uses, ensuring that the agricultural industry in northern Colorado will remain strong.
A similar hearing is tonight in Greeley at the Weld County Administration Building. The Army Corps' John Urbanek says the public can continue to comment until September 3rd.
We make sure that we address all those comments, and we do that in the final EIS. So this is really just one step to a final environmental impact statement.
The Corps will probably release its final EIS in about a year, Urbanek says. After that, they'll be able to make a final decision on whether to approve the proposed reservoirs. For KUNC, I'm Stephanie Page Ogburn.